Should I say, is it outside linebacker? Is it long snapper? Do you do everything for this team right now, Rob Ninkovich? What's going on here?
You know, I'll say DN. I'll stick to DN. You know, it's a great position to be. If they need a linebacker or a long snapper, I could do that as well.
Yeah, we saw you doing some long snapping with Ryan Allen the other day. You can sort of do everything, and this is the week now, right? You're out of the preseason, and you're focusing more on the opposition than you are yourself. Is that what the first week brings in terms of week one against the Bills?
Yeah, you know, when you go into training camp, you're trying to work on the things that you need to work on as a football player. And, you know, now this is week one, and, you know, we need to prepare for the Bills and prepare for what they do. So, you know, again, yeah, now that the season's starting, you really just focus in on your opponents.
You know, Rob, we were just talking about some of the recent cuts, and I was actually saying that some of my biggest surprises, I thought, were at that defensive end. You know, a couple of guys behind you and Bernard and Justin Francis, who I thought were the depth behind you guys, but obviously the young kids have shown well here in camp. How difficult is it being with those groups and all of a sudden you just turn around and they're gone?
Yeah, you know, that's the one unfortunate part of the business that you have to deal with, or, you know, guys coming and going, and, you know, there's guys that make those decisions for a reason, and, you know, you just take it for what it is, and you move on, and, you know, you roll with what you got. So, you know, Jake Beckett and Michael Buchanan, both great football players, so, you know, I'm happy to have those guys as teammates.
It's a young team this year. 14 rookies, Rob, from just a roster standpoint, represents the most amount of rookies of any team in the National Football League. Does it feel like a young team when you're out there?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a young team. You know, right now, all the rookies that are playing now, you know, we just have to really make sure that we prepare well and get those guys ready to go. You know, it's definitely a lot different from what it was 5 years ago when I first got here. You know, I'm one of the only guys to, you know, still be around. So, you know, you just see the turnover there, and, you know, those young guys just have to get up to speed fast and, you know, get ready to play a long season here.
I'm just wondering, like you said, been around a while now, and a lot of people lead in different ways. Like, how would you describe you as a leader when you look at some of these young guys? Is it a vocal thing? Is it watch what I do type of thing? Which is it?
Well, you know, I think that right now, with me being here for so long, you just kind of hold on one second, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm Mr. Mom today. I got the 3 months old.
It's all right. Been there.
Just crying on me right now. But you know, just leading by example, and, you know, trying to show those young guys that you got to put the time in the weight room and in the meeting rooms to, you know, just before you play the game, know what's going to happen. You know, I think that as you get older, you realize that, you know, the more prepared you are for a game, the more success you're going to have. So, you know, it's one of those things where the battle is won before the fight, you know.
We're talking to Mr. Rob Ninkovich, Mr. Mom, excuse me, joining us here on a Patriots Monday and a Tuesday. I understand could be manual, could be tool. The quarterback position is different for them. The rest of that offense, Rob, when you guys are prepared for Buffalo, to feel like last year's team, to feel like just a different quarterback with some of the similar offensive weapons you guys went up against last year?
Well, you know, they definitely have some weapons with, you know, Spiller, Johnson, you know, Jackson. So you definitely have to make sure that you have those guys contained. Every single one of those guys has big play ability. And, you know, as a defensive lineman, your job is to, you know, keep the quarterback in the pocket, not let him run around and make plays on you. So, you know, having a little bit more of an athletic quarterback back there, you know, the offensive mentality is going to be a little bit different for them. They're going to try some of the, you know, option stuff and trying to get the quarterback moving around. So, you know, as a defensive lineman, you're just trying to get to the quarterback, keep him in the pocket, and, you know, especially them guys being young, just let them throw, you know, let them stay back there and try to make those completions.
How about discipline, too, for you and Chandler, you know, on the outside with a guy like C.J. Spiller? I mean, you have to kind of make sure you're kind of keeping that edge on him?
You got to be super, you know, super make sure you have the edge, you know, every single time, because you have to be aware of him being able to not only try and get to the edge but cut back and run back across the field and, you know, test the other edge. So, you know, you just have to be super aware of him, you know, where he's at, you know, because the ball could be running away from you, but, you know, split second, it's coming back to you. So you just have to make sure that you have the ball contained and bring it back to all your buddies.
Does it get you? I know it's week one, the games count now, but when you're playing a division rival on the road to open the year, does that add, Rob, anything to it, knowing this is one of the six divisional games you guys will play all year and you open with, actually not just one on the road, but you'll have another one 4 days afterwards against the Jets?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Buffalo is always a fun place to play. There's a ton of energy there. You know, you get the beer cans and the eggs and everything on the bus while you're coming in. So it's definitely a fun atmosphere to play at. The fans always seem to really like us there and enjoy our presence. So you know, it's a fun time. And that first game is always, you know, a very exciting game, and everyone's got a ton of energy, and you know, it'll be exciting. I'm ready to get to Buffalo and play this game already, you know. But, you know, definitely week one, it's a great game to be at.
Yeah, well, week one is sort of like week one and week two combined, right? The Jets, such a quick turnaround. But I would think because you at least know both of them, you know, similar. I mean, all those different personnel, but that must help a little bit too, as opposed to opening up against two teams in the NFC so close together.
Yeah. You know, definitely playing a team that we know, some of their personnel. You know, there's always turnover in the NFL, obviously, every year. So you got to study up on the new guys that are on those teams. But it's definitely better than, you know, playing a team that, like the Falcons or, you know, New Orleans, that we really don't know too much about. So, yeah, two games pretty close together. But, you know, we'll be prepared and, you know, we'll be ready to roll there.
And I'm sure you're expecting a lot of Patrick Chung in your secondary.
He looked good in camp so far for you guys. He's looked good.
Hey, that's a trick question. I'm not going there, but yeah, you know, he looks good with the Eagles, so you know, I'll say that.
But that's like you coming out and saying, yeah, you know, this Bills offense, you know, get Spiller, Stevie Johnson, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback, you know, that's a guy you got to contain. Like, to not know the guys on the team you're playing against, that's a sign of disrespect, right?
Yeah, you know, it is what it is, but you know.
I try to play with vision. They play as one unit. You know, I got a lot of respect for Chung. I know him. I know him personally. Cordy.
You don't know him that well. Apparently he doesn't know him that well, right? Because they obviously don't stay in contact with one another.
A lot of film study, you know.
Yeah, he obviously spent a lot of time in there.
NFC East or some Oregon Duck film study. Let's get back to being Mr. Mom. Rob, we appreciate the time today, and good luck week one.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
Right. Rob Nikov is joining us here, and he joins us as part of a Patriots Monday. On a Tuesday, we'll have our...